from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Gabe Moline with The Do List. This week we're talking about a ballet beyond words, a play about the 1950s Red Scare, an unstoppable jazz pianist, and more. Joining me in the studio is Susie Racho, producer and director for the California Report magazine and founding producer of The Do List. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Gabe.
Let's start this week with an album recorded 40 years ago in Sausalito. See if you can guess the singer.
Okay, I'd know that voice anywhere.
I know. I can't fool you on this one.
That's Prince from his very first album, For You. It was recorded at the record plant in Marin back when he was still like Prince, maybe not capital P Prince, but lowercase Prince.
Right.
And the photographer hired by the label has a small exhibit of photos of Prince, some of them never before seen, at a new gallery called Family Affair in the Lower Haight.
Right. These images of Prince, you know, at such a young age, he was only 19 years old.
And it's amazing.
They reveal so much about him as an artist and a personality already. You know, he's very determined in these photos. He's dripping with style, but he's not flashy yet, if that's the right word. The photographer, Robert Whitman, gave us a glimpse into what it was like to document this unknown Minneapolis musician in 1977.
He was very, very shy. I was pretty wild and crazy at the time. We just wanted to make some cool pictures together. When we were shooting on the street, I was screaming and, you know, and he's kind of shy and he didn't want the whole world to know what he's up to. But everybody on the street stopped and looked and he was annoyed, but I got a lot of interesting expressions from him. And then at one point he just turned around and gave me the finger.
I have to admit, these are some of my favorite photos of Prince.
Really?
I mean, he's smiling in them, you know,
the
and he's got
smile,
a big
yeah.
afro and the platforms. I mean, it was the late 70s. I mean, I, you know, I don't want to admit it, but I did like use one of these photos as my Facebook profile after he died. I mean, I just love how he looks in these photos.
I do too. Own it. That's Prince, pre-fame, at Family Affair Gallery on Haight Street, right next to Groove Merchant Records, with a grand opening on Thursday, June 7th.
And I'm sure that's not a coincidence, but it's Prince's birthday.
You would know. The show's up through July 7th. Now, Prince's music is also part of the soundtrack to a new work premiering at Oakland Ballet this weekend by Antoine Hunter. It's a soundtrack that Hunter himself doesn't hear. He's a deaf dancer and choreographer. In Giggling Flame and Roaring Waves, Hunter shows the journey that deaf people undertake in finding out who they are and who they can be in the world. Here he is talking about it.
This piece will reflect about deaf culture, reflecting communication, that element of open minds, especially aiming to connect with each other. You know what I mean? I really, as a deaf person, I really, really feel that it's important to share this story with the world. There's a lot of people out there who don't know about deaf culture, and they feel that it's a curse to be deaf. And so I'm like, no, that's not a curse. You know, it doesn't matter if you're from a deaf culture or disability culture. You know, you are human. You are beautiful no matter what.
And this piece is full of movements referencing American Sign Language. And, you know, it's pretty modern. The music for the ballet includes Herbie Hancock and Miles Davis.
Cool. It's all part of Oakland Ballet's Seen and Heard program, including Bat Abbott's interpretation of Ethan Frome and Ramona Kelly and Vincent Chavez's piece inspired by the Mexican folktale La Llorona.
And it might seem familiar to you if you've seen Coco.
Oh, yeah, that scene in Coco, La Llorona. Seen and Heard runs May 31st through June 2nd at the Odell Johnson Performing Arts Center at Laney College in Oakland. Now, while Miles Davis's music is scoring ballets these days, there's a piano player from his golden era of jazz who's still alive and still selling out concert halls. Let's listen.
That's Ahmad Jamal. He's 87 now, and now that Sonny Rollins has retired from performing, he's one of the last giants of the 1950s jazz scene that's still out there on the road.
Right, and he's always so inventive. You know, if I see one of his records in the bin, I always give it a shot, whether it's the bouncy bop style from the 50s or the electric piano from the 70s. He consistently draws me in with his ideas. You know, that version we just heard of Surrey with the Fringe on top, Miles Davis recorded that as a muted ballad, all slow and sweet. And then Ahmad Jamal took it and said, I'm going to do this at a million miles an hour.
And even though he released an album just last year, he's been on a break from performing in the last few years until now. In fact, this show at Davies Symphony Hall, presented by SF Jazz, is only one of a handful of shows that he's doing this year.
And, you know, tickets are going quick for this show. It's happening Wednesday, June 6th.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, I have to say I do a little bit of work with SF Jazz, but not on their live performances.
Now, the 1950s are when Ahmad Jamal got his start. It was also the McCarthy era, which was an especially damaging period of time for a lot of artists, screenwriters, and actors. This month, TheaterWorks Silicon Valley has a play that tells the story of one of these blacklisted actors.
Finks is about the House Un-American Activities Committee, and specifically how it undermined so-called subversion in the arts. It's based on the true story of actor Jack Gilford, who was named, blacklisted, and along with his wife, couldn't get good work for years.
I know. You know who outed him, too, was Jerome Robbins, the choreographer. So you had artists turning on each other, hence the play's title, Finks. And just like Angels in America, playing right now at Berkeley Rep, this play recreates the atmosphere of the Red Scare and gives context to the ratting out that went on.
Finks is at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts in Mountain View. It opens June 6th and runs through July 1st.
And Susie, you got any shout-outs for us this week?
I do want to mention that there's a tribute to the former co-host of The Duelist, David Weekend, at the Great American Music Hall on Monday, June 4th. Some of David's favorite artists will be performing, including Spencer Day and Paula West.
And that's free, right?
It's free and open to the public.
And I'll mention the Hui Chica Music Festival up at Gunlash Bunshu Winery in Sonoma. They've got Ice Age and the Once and Future Band, Rodrigo Amarante, and lots more bands. This isn't your typical frou-frou winery scene. You know, bands play in the 100-year-old barn filled with farming equipment. It's a really neat atmosphere. That's June 8th and 9th in Sonoma. Susie, great to have you join me this week.
Thanks, Gabe. It's always fun.
For details on all these shows, as well as reviews, videos, and cultural commentary, visit us online at kqed.org/arts. Thanks to my co-host this week, Susie Racho. Our producer for The Duelist is Ashley Ann Krigbaum. I'm Gabe Moline, KQED Arts.